Hello, Audio Boo. I thought I would give you a bit of an update on how life has been treating me lately. I think my last Audio Boos I sent was on Monday. I remember I was doing an Audio Boo from my gym and Costa Coffee. Since then, half term is now over. And of course, as lucky as I am, I already have a problem now that will affect college. Thankfully, just for a week. Unfortunately, I did a bit of a boo-boo with my laptop. I got a bit annoyed and I tilted it a bit abruptly and suddenly. But you wouldn't think that would matter, really, would you? Suddenly, four keys were missing. It's actually the control key, the Q key, the R key, and the F6 key. Now, the F6 key, I don't really bother with much, so I'm not really fussed, but I still need it. I still need all the other keys, so I'm kind of bummed. And of course, it has to happen on a Friday night, just when half term is over and you have to use it after beginning to go to college. Brilliant. So this morning I spent quite a bit of time looking for and calling computer repair services. I don't know if it's about because it's a Saturday or because it's they're all gone, I don't know, but some of them had a dead signal to them. Some of them weren't answering. The only guy who answered was actually a very friendly guy, so I decided to stop hunting around and just stick with him. I reckon it's a company, it must be a rather small company, called Computer Heroes. Which sounds quite, interesting, but he's a very friendly guy, so he gave me a call back and I just sent him I did my best in sending a picture of the label of my laptop, where the ID is and stuff. Hopefully you can see it. If not, I told him the number as well, so he should be good to go. Hopefully finding me a replacement keyboard, but that will be difficult because sadly these kinds of laptops have been recalled for some bizarre reason. I really don't know why, because they're brilliant little things. I don't know why they recalled that series. But I reckon, he was gonna do the whole keyboard. So, as annoying as it is, and as worrying as it is for me, because obviously, like I said, I need it in college. Perhaps it's a bit of a blessing in disguise because there's been something loose in that computer for the last, gosh, ages ago, that it's been there has been as if there's some tiny little piece under the keyboard making a noise as if it was really loose. It was really worrying me. So perhaps this breaking may be a blessing in disguise. It's just awkward that it would do it. I need college again on Monday, and Monday is when they is obviously the first day they can actually fix it. Obviously, this is the weekend now. Because of course these things happen always on the weekends, on the most awkward day of the week they happen, don't they? I'm a bit bummed, but I'm hoping it can be fixed rather quickly because, goodness me, I need this thing. I need to be able to work in college without needing any big massive help. I mean, yes, I do get help. I do get note taking and stuff, and that's fantastic, and I appreciate the college for doing that. But I still need my laptop. It's just something I cannot do without. I can't do without it, really. Thankfully, I asked him about how long it would take, and he said, well, the whole process should not take you longer than the end of the week. Which might mean I might miss 2 days in college, which is Monday, to get it done, and Friday to pick it back up. And Friday I was gonna think of missing anyway, because I'm traveling. I thought the sooner I travel the better, or not the sooner, but it just gives me time to travel more like early afternoon instead of like late afternoon. So it would help. So it would give me another reason why I couldn't go to college. Monday, sadly, has 2 lessons that I would be missing. Friday, only 1. But I could easily catch up if she sent me all the notes and all the PowerPoints and all the stuff that goes with it. So, yeah, it's a bit of a bummer, suffice to say. But if I panic now, I'm going to make it worse. So I'm trying not to panic. Not to worry. I'm mainly panicking now about the price, if you want the truth. I'm worried about how much it's going to cost to repair, to replace the keys, sorry. Anyway, in other news, yes, my half term went really nice. It was very, very, very nice. It went way too quick. As you heard, one day we were in Costa Coffee and after the gym, and then we went, got some fruit, went home. Tuesday, I didn't do anything. I was literally lazy. Wednesday, I went to the gym in the morning. I did a lot of running and rowing and stuff. And then in the afternoon, I had a sleep study. Well, I didn't sleep in the afternoon. I was picking up the sleep study equipment. And I was nervous because last time I did a sleep study, I had to wear this nasal thing of both nostrils. I had to wear some strap across my chest, one over my tummy, a finger sensor, and there was other wire things. Well, this time, last time it died in the middle of the night, and so I hated it. And then they gave me the pulse oximeter, as they call it, which is just a little thing, like a little wrist watch thing, and a finger sensor. And I was really worried this time that they would make me have that big machine first again before they realise. But actually, I very much underestimated them. They actually gave me the pulse ox thing right away. And somebody agreed to bring it back in for me the next day so that I didn't have to miss out time with my friends. Also on the Wednesday, my fiance's grandma came and saw us in our flat, and I made a nice cup of tea, and it was very nice to see her again. And Thursday we were in Gloucester. I was meeting 2 female friends first.
Alex and Lorraine. If you do hear this, girls, I don't know how much you're following Twitter and Audible lately because you seem very busy. But thank you for this great time on Thursday. We went to Jay's pantry, had our usual cup of tea, and then went to Superdrug. We went to the body shop where I couldn't resist buying a gift set for myself. And then we went to Wilkinson's and Peacock's. And in Peacock's, I picked up a jumper in a size medium, and it fits. Yay! So that was a very good news. And then I went to see other friends with Gav. We had some lunch. We stayed for dinner as well. And that was quite nice. And yesterday I went swimming in my gym. That was very nice, but it was very busy. But I did 70 lengths and some exercises for my legs. So it's all good. And then today I'm relaxing again. I was thinking I'd have to bring my laptop somewhere, but thankfully, or not thankfully, I'd rather have it done today, but obviously it's not going to work. So I'm relaxing today. Tomorrow is a busy day where I'm going to be giving my testimony about my weight loss, and then a friend gets baptized, and then Monday I hope I can get off college so I can get my laptop fixed. Anyway, I'm also about to eat, but I'm not going to eat into your ears, so I'm going to talk to you all when there's news about my laptop and about me on the whole. You take care.